Hi, I'm Ilsa Renner. I'm from the University of Minnesota, and I'll be talking about prescription production practices for cancer prevention. So when I was young, my parents would always tell me, eat your vegetables, they're good for you. And sure, they have vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, all good things, but they also have this incredible potential, and that's that they can prevent the number two cause of death in the U.S. Cancer is really hard to cure, and quite frankly, treatment options involving cocktails of toxic drugs are almost as bad as the disease. And so we want more prevention options, and we're trying to address this through prescription production systems. So one way we know that the environment impacts secondary compounds, and so we want to take advantage of this by understanding the environmental factors that influence the chemical properties of plants that we eat. And one of the most important environmental factors for plants is the red to far red light ratio. So within a crop canopy, this ratio will decrease since plants absorb red light, but they reflect far red light. And this is really important because this changes the bioactivity of a photoreceptor called phytochrome. And phytochrome is involved in many secondary processes, potentially including those of glucosinolates. And so if we understand these processes, we can target them within production systems to enhance chemical compounds. And so the goal of my research is to look at a specific glucosinolate in cabbage called glucobrassican and how it responds to the red to far red ratio. So I did this first in the field by manipulating plant proximity for certain durations and assessing how red to far red light levels changed and how this impacted glucobrassican concentration. And what I found was that under the lowest red to far red ratios, glucobrassican was almost three times greater. So in order to determine if this was truly a light quality effect, I did some growth chamber work where I used LED lights to set specific red to far red ratios. And what in fact I did find was that under the lowest red to far red ratio, glucobrassican was over two times greater, indicating that red to far red manipulation could be a really effective tool to use in production systems to potentially prevent cancer. So I think integrating this research into a pool of information on glucosinolate physiology will bring us one step closer to developing these prescription production systems. And I'm optimistic that as we develop and adopt these systems, that phytonutrient-enhanced foods will become commonplace, and dishes, perhaps like this cabbage salad, will replace treatment in favor of prevention, giving parents just one more reason to tell their kids to eat their vegetables. Thank you very much.